The reality for many of you is that investment properties where you live have become absolutely unaffordable. The good news is that there are many cities with affordable properties, and a lot of those cities, believe it or not, have properties for under 100K. If you're someone who's ready to buy your first property out of state in the next 4 months, I encourage you to apply to my out-of-state coaching program. I purchased properties out of state, and it's absolutely changed my life completely. The same is possible for you too. You simply need the right information. That's all it takes. My program will provide you the hands-on support and a step-by-step process to buy that first property within 4 months. So go to outofstatemoney.com to apply today. Again, outofstatemoney.com to apply today. And I look forward to talking to you soon.
Excuse me, may I talk to you for a second?
Yes. This is the Black Real Estate Dialogue. And the purpose of the Black Real Estate Dialogue is to document the journey of an up-and-coming real estate investor and to share the stories of successful Black real estate investors.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the Black Real Estate Dialogue. Before we jump in, make sure you leave a rating and review. I always enjoy hearing from you and appreciate all of your feedback. Today, we are going to talk about the $418 million settlement by the National Association of Realtors. This settlement might change the way real estate is done forever. It's going to impact you as a home buyer, as a seller, or as an agent. So this is something that we definitely need to discuss. There's also a lot of misconceptions about this. So make sure you stick around for the whole episode so I can properly explain those things to you. So let's jump right into it. The way the home buying process is typically done is that the seller's agent receives a commission from the sale of the property, and they split that commission with the buyer's agent. The articles that I read, one thing they don't mention, and what most people actually don't realize, is that the commission is negotiable, and it always has been. It was never set in stone at 6%. So that's one inaccuracy that I've seen that I want to address. And so according to an article I was reading from CNBC, this structure led to accusations that some buyer's agents were steering prospects towards more expensive homes. Back in October, and I covered this, a federal jury found that the NAR, National Association of Realtors, and some major brokerages liable for colluding to inflate commission fees, ordering the trade group to pay a historic $1.78 billion in damages. So that's just some context to what's going on. So first, I want to talk about how this could potentially impact home buyers if this goes through. And before I get into that, I believe I said this the last time as well. Shout out to the lawyer. In my opinion, they are the biggest winner. They are going to get a crazy bag if all this goes through. So how does this impact home buyers? So if this is approved, then sellers will no longer be required to offer compensation to the buyer's agent. Now, I don't think this is going to benefit home buyers because they will potentially have to pay their agent commission, which would then increase their out-of-pocket costs. So let's look at an example so you can understand what I mean. So the median home price in the US is about $417,000. So if we take a $20,000 or 20%, excuse me, down payment, that is about $83,400 plus closing costs. So if a buyer agrees to pay their agent 3% because a seller on the property they want and the seller's agent is not including any compensation, then that would increase their cost by another $12,510. So you tell me, would you feel comfortable having to put down an additional 3% if the seller is not willing to offer any compensation? And that question is going to make sense when I cover that particular aspect in some more detail later in the episode. So also another part of this settlement is that buyers would also need to sign an agreement with their agent's broker before working with them. Now, I think this is good because I believe it'll prevent wasted time on both ends and people hopping on different agents and things of that nature, which is fine if it's not working out with a particular agent, but some folks just are kind of crazy with it. And so next is that I believe there will also be buyers who are going to shop around for agents that would charge the lowest commission percentage. And I don't necessarily think that's a good thing. Sometimes in life, you get what you pay for. So think about a service you may have had before of any kind. And I'm sure we've all had at least several experiences where we went with what was the lowest cost and it did not end up being the lowest quality. For those of you who own homes or who are investors, I'm sure you've had at least one instance in which you took the cheapest quote and the work wasn't that great. Maybe just me. I know I've experienced that. And so, you know, I don't think that's necessarily the best thing to do. As a home buyer, as an investor, it's important to make sure your agent has a track record buying the properties that you're interested in. It's important to ask for references. It's important to verify that they represent the clients that they said they did, and reach out to their clients. Ask how their experiences was. Ask how they like the service and all those things. Go to Facebook groups, see recommendations, see who people are using. I think that's something that is super important. All right. I also think we'll see an increase in buyers trying to represent themselves and going directly to the listing agent or going directly to the owner. And I would venture to say most buyers are not capable of representing themselves, especially if they've never gone through the process before. And in my opinion, I think this could be a big mistake for people. Most folks are not savvy enough to be able to do this or find off-market deals. It doesn't mean you can't build up that skill, but a lot of folks would be better off working with a good buyer's agent, not just anyone, but somebody who's actually good and going to advocate. So next, let's talk about the impact on sellers, and it's not what you think. So according to a CNN article I was reading, home sellers who bought lawsuits against the NAR have argued that in a competitive market, the cost of the buyer's agent's commission should be paid by the buyer who received the service and not the seller. The seller who brought the lawsuit against the NAR and the brokerages said that the buyers should be able to negotiate the fee with their agent and that the seller should not be on the hook for paying it. So something I want to put out there is that some sellers out here are just delusional. If you've caught me on YouTube, on Instagram, or some of these episodes, I've talked about properties that are overpriced. I've talked about properties that have had major price cuts, and sellers are just unrealistic with what they're expecting to get for their property in this particular market. And a lot of sellers are looking at this settlement and they're thinking that they could just justify these crazy prices that they're charging. And let me tell you, if you are planning to sell a property, if you have unrealistic pricing, your house is going to sit, right? And also, sellers and sellers agents, in my opinion, who don't offer a commission split with the buyer's agent, the house is going to sit. In my opinion, those who offer some sort of compensation to the buyer's agent, the house will sell much quicker. That's my opinion. And, you know, think about it, right? We just walked through an example, but home buyers are already spending so much money to close on the property. Many of those home buyers are barely making it to the closing table from a funding perspective. So, I mean, if I'm buying a property, I absolutely am going to look for the seller who's going to offer my agent some compensation because it'll save me some money. And, you know, y'all let me know what you think about that. I'm curious about your thoughts. And, you know, I don't think agents are going to work for free either, especially if their buyer can't afford to compensate them. So, you know, I think this will favor those who offer some compensation. And also, technically speaking, first sale by owner has been around forever. If you look on Zillow, where you live right now, Redfin, whatever your website of choice is, type in for sale by owner. You'll find at least a handful of listings where the homeowner is just posting their property and looking to get rid of it on their own. And so, you know, something a seller can choose to do, but is not necessarily for anyone, everyone. All right. So we're going to wrap by talking about how this could potentially impact real estate agents. So according to CNN, by some estimates, real estate commissions are expected to fall 25 to 50%, according to TD Cowen Insights. This will open up opportunities for alternative models of real estate that already exist, but don't have much market share, including flat fee discount brokerages. So I think this is interesting. I think this is interesting because I don't know where they found that data to make such a claim and prediction. I think that's kind of wild. I actually don't agree with that. Something else I saw is that there's a thought that this potential change in the industry can impact home prices. And I don't want to agree with that either. The commission does not impact the price of the property, in my opinion. Let's look at some of the factors that have been impacting pricing. So one of the factors is inventory, right? So nationwide, we have about half as much inventory as we need for a balanced market. So this means we need to build more homes overall for the prices to come down at all, right? And another reason for the lack of inventory is 89% of people with mortgages, according to Redfin, have an interest rate below 6%. And the odds are they bought their properties potentially at a lower price than prices are now. So if someone has a 3%, 4%, 5% interest rate, they may be less inclined, unless they absolutely have to sell their property for one that's probably going to be more expensive if they stay in their same area at a higher interest rate, right? So that's another factor out there as well. And as you can see, none of those have to do with agent commissions. The other thing is that for some agents, it's going to be a race to the bottom. There will inevitably be real estate agents who advertise to buyers that they'll represent them for 1%, for 2%, and bet on getting a high volume of clients. I don't necessarily think that's the best idea, because What can happen is, let's say you advertise yourself as the 1% commission agent. Will you ever be able to rise above that in your market where you sell? People will just have that expectation of you eventually, and it might be hard to increase your percentage. So that's something to be very careful of. And, you know, I empathize with real estate agents, right? There's so many hours you spend. There's no guarantee you're going to get paid. You know, clients flake sometimes. Sometimes deals don't work out. So I know it's challenging. So with that said, be careful of reducing what you would take in when you close a deal. And again, I said this already, no agent's going to work for free. And people who think agents are going to work for free, like, you wouldn't go to your job for free, right? So keep that in mind. Another part of this CNN article is that they believe the settlement could lead to a max exodus of brokers from the industry, potentially half of the 2 million or so agents in America. It goes on to say lower fees mean mediocre agents are likely to leave the field, but top brokers will get more business. The good ones will absolutely do better, it says. And I actually agree with that. I think we're in a situation where the cream is going to rise to the top, right? That's how it's been, and that's how it's going to continue to be. And I do think it's going to lead to a decrease in agents, right? We've already seen a decrease over the last few years, and this will probably lead to a decrease for folks who maybe are on the cusp and decide, you know what, I don't want to necessarily deal with the changes in this industry. This isn't for me. And there's no shame in that. Ultimately, I believe that real estate agents who know how to communicate their value, who advocate for their clients, and have persistence to get deals done are going to win and continue to win. And those are probably the agents who have been winning over the last several years and beyond, right? It comes down to those things. And however it works out, I do encourage all agents to take your game to another level, you know, of excellence. Don't give up. Keep it going. The days of posting on Instagram, of posting a reel or a carousel, whatever the case is, and thinking that in and of itself is the only way and the most effective way to get buyers, those days are over, right? I've talked to different agents and, you know, it's time to think outside the box, pay for advertising, figure out ways to close a deal, figure out ways to meet new clients, go to events, host events, educate people, right? Become the expert. And that can go a long way in helping you to build your business. All right, y'all. So overall, in this situation, I think it's important to be prepared for what changes might come, whether you're a home buyer, whether you're a seller, whether you're an agent. If you're a home buyer, like I said, make sure you find an agent who can truly advocate for you and help you in the process. If you're a seller or a seller's agent, don't think you can suddenly not include commission and expect to sell your home in a reasonable time frame, right? Be very careful of that. If you're a buyer's agent, do not race to the bottom for your commission. You deserve to be paid fairly for the work you do, in my opinion, right? It's not an easy job. And in many ways, in many cases, it's a thankless job. So advocate for yourselves too, knowing that you can deliver value to your clients and make sure that you can effectively communicate that. All right. So I just wanted to hop on and share what's going on with this settlement, share my thoughts on what might potentially happen. This still needs to be approved by a judge. NAR is optimistic that it will get approved. So, you know, we'll just have to wait and see, just like we did from the first part back in the fall of 2023. All right. If you haven't already, make sure you leave a rating and review. I would love to hear from you. I would love to hear your feedback. Have a ton of resources. Go to the show notes and check those out. Hopefully one of those things can help you. Thank you all so much, and I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you for listening to another episode of the Black Real Estate Dialogue Podcast. Remember to follow us on Instagram at Black Real Estate Dialogue. And be sure to leave us 5 stars and a review on your favorite podcast listening platform. Until next time.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.